When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Ah. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
You're listening to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Michelle Cobb is with me for the whole week, and we are talking about memoirs read by the author.
Yes, with a sub-theme of grief.
And who are we talking about today?
Burn Book, a tech love story written and read by Kara Swisher.
Okay, looking for the grief here.
Well, I think there is grief when you're working in the tech world and dealing with some of these personalities that, you know, it can be a challenge.
Oh, I'm sure. That strikes me as more murderous than grief.
No.
But that's a matter of opinion.
Well, that's true. So Kara Swisher honestly assesses the tech bros that she's dealt with in her position as a journalist. But then some of the grief comes in because she and Walter Mosberg built the All Things D conference, and they struggled with the oversight and the unpredictable behaviors of the men that led the companies on which they were reporting. And when they tried to change their relationship, a lot of the content that they had created sort of didn't get the value that maybe they felt it should have had. So I think there was a lot of grief in that as well.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So tell me more about Burn Book.
Well, the listener gets insights into how tough it really is to be a journalist in today's what I would call cult of personality world. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the value of journalism and who owns the content is, you know, struggling to find a place. Also, we're about to embark on more of a world of AI coming into that. So she's assessing where things came and where things are going. If you're not familiar with Kara Swisher, she's known for tough interviews. And that almost made me expect harsher criticisms when it comes to the people that she's profiled. And the title of the book is Burn Book, so I expected some real, you know, punches, but I didn't think anything was very mean. You know, she clearly respected Steve Jobs. She doesn't have the same level of respect for Elon Musk, who receives most of the criticism. And we hear about Mark Zuckerberg, of course, and he falls kind of in the middle. But it was
that's kind of the way I'd rate everybody,
You know, it's an interesting romp through her eyes, and she's got that, you know, fast pace, that kind of quick delivery. I would say she lacks some of the nuance and emotions that many of the authors are showing this week, but it works well for the tone of this particular book.
And of course, she's done 80 gazillion podcasts. Okay, that's an exaggeration, but you know, she's had any number of podcasts.
Yeah, you'll recognize her voice, I would think, if you've, you know, if you're in the audio world at all.
Well, why don't we listen to a bit? Do you need to set this up?
This is us learning a little bit about her background and her father.
Okay, this is Burn Book, a tech love story, written and read by Kara Swisher.
My origin was a lot less heady. I grew up in Roslyn Harbor, New York, on the northern part of Long Island, the middle child of three. When I was five, my beloved father died. To say my life changed in the moment he suffered a cerebral hemorrhage without warning would be an understatement. Just imagine right now if half of your friends died, I said to an interviewer decades later, referring to a book called The Loss That Is Forever, about children whose parents die at a young age. Your parents, when you're five, are pretty much your entire world. If one half of your friends just suddenly died, it would be shocking and devastating, so I think it also gives you a sense of the capriciousness of life, that life can change on a dime, that bad things happen, and that you survive them just fine. You just keep going. Actual memories faded quickly, and all that was left were analog photos. In every single image, my father looks sunny and hopeful as he beams at the camera. It's clear he loved the life he had built from a modest West Virginia upbringing.
Well, wow, content-wise, it certainly spoke to me since my father died when I was five, so I can hear what she's saying. She has a very dry narration, I think, you know, a rhythm that's almost too predictable.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is a bit of a journalist.
And it could just be this excerpt.
Yeah, it is a bit of a journalist rhythm, and she, you know, warms up in spaces. But, you know, as I said, there's a nuance that a professional narrator has, and many of our authors this week were able to achieve, that isn't found in here. But it's a, you know, quick and interesting listen. So I wasn't bored or, you know, didn't feel like it was a bad listen at all.
Yeah. And I think the fact that it's short is also helpful.
Yes.
I mean, she's not going on for 20 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. That's Burn Book, A Tech Love Story, written and read by Kara Swisher. Thank you so much, Michelle. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Hachette Audio is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.